And what's up, what's up, what's up? Bump your gums straight.
We already
Hey, you already, know who we are.
J-Dog,
we ain't got to do that. We're going to jump right in.
We're
going to jump right in because for our honorary podcaster, you know, Carmelo Anthony, he is no longer
in the trash can.
You know, in the trash can. He's been scooped up. He's been scooped up.
They just put the trash can in the house.
So now
it just ain't an outside trash can no more.
So now Portland, you know, it took him to be garbage for them to pick him up, but he on here. He on there now. So I'm going to throw it over to Jay Diamond and Mike over there because they had some stuff. They were bidding for him because Brother Tony, what you say about him? He garbage.
I firstly want to say
he's not trash.
Portland is not trash.
Portland is trash.
No, sir.
They good on paper.
They have good players.
What their record look like?
That's what I'm talking about.
They might have a bad record, but I mean, how many games...
Yes, y'all act like
no. We talking about as of now.
They okay, lost but it's to the still Warriors early in the season
when none of the starters for the Warriors played and they lost.
That's one game.
But regardless, that would bring a panic to you when you used to being a 2-3.
How many games have the Warriors won with that trash squad? And who did they beat?
The one.
Exactly.
That's the only one they beat. All other games, they lost to the Hornets. The Lakers was killing them. All the other games they played with that squad, they lost, except for Portland. That's the only thing, because I think they only got two wins. The two wins they got was one when Curry went off against the Pelicans, but Curry, D'Angelo Russell, and Draymond Green was playing, and then the other one was when they played Portland, and none of them played.
But it's just one game, though.
I feel you, but I'm saying when you're expecting something to happen, then and when it's not happening, then you make drastic.
Okay,
moves.
Hold on. Let's ask this question.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question real quick. How many games who
you Portland? Talking?
Portland. How many games they won?
Four.
Mm-hmm. How many games the Warriors won?
Two.
Okay, so. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Although
so
it's this,
what
hold
does
on.
That be?
No. Although it's this early in the season, let's take this. Look at LA. Look at the Lakers. If the Lakers now would have only won two games,
something was gonna happen.
Something is wrong. You wouldn't be like, you know, it's just early in the season.
Because you gotta think of the chemistry and everything else. If they did only win two games, I wouldn't say that they trash.
They are they would be
so
right now though.
If the Lakers won two games, you would say they trash.
What happened last year
when we started off like that? They sat Carmelo, they started trying to make trades. You gotta do something when you playing trash. You have to do something,
right? Well, if things ain't working out, well,
because if you're a GM, you're an owner, you're looking at it. The Warriors is 2-11. We 4-8. The Warriors is 2-11 with Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Curry, and D'Angelo Russell all missing. Klay haven't played no games. Draymond and Curry probably only played 2 or 3 games. And Russell probably played 2 or 3 too. Or he might have played 5. But when you're looking at it, we only got 2 more wins than that team. And everybody has been healthy for all of our games. We are trash.
Okay. I'll take that L.
And we lost to them.
They are playing horrible.
When we play that bad, then it's like we could try anything.
But I'm going to game me a dub because
go ahead.
This whole podcast... From previous podcasts, I've been vouching for Carmelo Anthony. And my whole argument has been that Carmelo is good enough to be on a team. I'm not saying he had to be a starter or come in and be this superstar, but he was good enough to at least be on the team. Portland, who was one of the front runners in the West, in the last couple of years, he has been in. They're not doing so well,
and that's when they picked them up.
That's why they picked
them up. And they went to Carmelo. Why would they go to? They are not doing good. They went to a person who.
Hold on, you know, I'm gonna answer that question for you. You know why? Because Dame Lillard was pulling for Carmelo to come.
So why would he do that if Carmelo
is trash?
That's his partner. I don't care if it is your partner. If your partner trash,
Hold on.
If LeBron then was 2011, Carmelo would be a Laker.
Because you got to think about it. Dame Lillard had before they were 2-11 to ask him to come to the Trailblazers. Because like I say, Dame Lillard tried to get him before he went to OKC. Yeah. He tried to get him before he came to the Rockets.
Okay, if he so hold on, no, no, no. Before they was trained.
Hold on,
though.
But this is what I'm saying.
That was before they was trained,
hold on.
Gabe.
But then, hold on. But in those senses, hold on. In those senses, he was being traded. So Carmelo didn't have no say so.
He only traded one.
He got traded to the OKC.
Oh no, he didn't get traded to us. They cut him, right? He got traded to the Hawks. He got traded to the Hawks from the Thunder, and then they cut him, and we picked him up.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So
he didn't get traded twice.
So yeah,
he got traded twice.
He got traded two times. But, hold on, so that's why
he didn't play with the Hawks though.
He didn't play with them, but he got traded.
You have to agree with Jamal. You cannot sit here and tell me that Carmelo Anthony.
Hold up.
Is just trash to the point to where he couldn't be on anybody's roster, right?
Mike, hold your horses. Because what I need now, I need them to explain to me why would a team on that caliber, if they're trying to make a run for the playoffs and to contend, why would you go to somebody that they consider trash? Why would you go to that person?
Because when you pick it from the bottom of the barrel, it does. They all at the bottom of the barrel.
Why would you go that wrong?
What are your options?
That's not true. They went to the big three. The big three league and got jacked. Somebody had
went Joe Johnson and Joe Johnson got cut already.
My point in the podcast. When I was watching for Carmelo, y'all was saying that he was so trash. They went and got Joe Johnson as if he's just better than Carmelo. And I kept saying,
he is.
Bro, no, sir.
He had to be because he got signed before Melo.
Okay, so what do it mean now? What do it mean now that Carmelo got picked up?
Hold on, man. Joe Johnson had already got picked up and got cut.
They already looked at him.
This is what I'm saying.
Hold on,
but check this out. Check this out.
So now you go to the next in the bottom of the barrel.
This is what I say. Carmelo. This is how I think. If I'm a GM or something like that, you don't go get a person. Why? In my personal opinion, Carmelo ain't just ever been a help to a team. My personal opinion. You know, he a person who had great personal stats, but his overall help to the team is minimal. So
it just depends on what the team needs. Like, you know,
wins,
he can at least give you 14 to 16
wins.
Right?
Hold on, he not helping you go to the playoffs.
Well, it depends on the team. If I need a score,
Portland picked him
because of the game. I already said it because Dame wanted him. That's the only reason why.
Well, hold on. You don't think LeBron voucher, if it was up to LeBron, you don't think they would have
But
him
this
on
is
the
what
Lakers?
I'm saying. If the Lakers was 4-8, then LeBron could say that because this is how I'm picturing it happen. LeBron was like, "Hey man, can we sign Melo?" And they was like, "Man, we think we got a good team with what we got. If it don't work out, then we can revisit that." But since they've been winning, it's no way you can vouch for Melo now. But on a team where we losing, it's like, "Hey man, y'all plan not working. The plan that the GM and the front office came up with obviously is not working. Let's try to get Melo. Yeah. It'll give us another score. At least he can spot up or something. Like it just makes you think."
But okay.
If the Lakers, hold on.
If he trash, then
hold on,
he can't
but you
nothing,
gotta think
right?
when we already
when you,
hold on
when you say trash,
no check this out if you are
so define trash to me what
me
you say he trash
not helpful to a team
so why
so, scoring,
wait,
so hold on
so, scoring,
hold on, so you tell
listen,
me scoring is
no
not
no
helpful.
Check this out I'm only saying that because look here after he left the Nuggets he scored. But they not winning. So what good is his scoring doing if they're not winning?
Hold on. When he went to the Knicks had a trash team. Who else did he have?
They had a nice squad before.
Who else they had nice on the Knicks?
Jeremy Lin.
Oh my God.
Jeremy Lin was playing good for them.
Jeremy Lin. Are you serious?
He played good for them,
Jeremy Lin.
Hold on. Was he not scoring?
Jeremy Lin.
Was he not scoring?
You believe what
he was playing?
Do you honestly believe that?
No.
He was playing good.
Hold on.
I'm not saying he was matched up with another superstar, but he had it wasn't like he was bare bones.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Look, he had a second score in Jeremy Lin.
If I had used that,
why
did
though?
Who else did he have besides that?
How many points you said he was averaging?
When he was with the Rockets, he was averaging 13 points.
But look, but when we brought up Aaron McKee, was giving you 14.6. Aaron McKee was trash.
But it's
different. Wait a minute.
It's different because on that particular team, he's coming off the bench. He's not a starter. Aaron McKee was a starter.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You said he was trash. Man, he was giving you 14 Aaron points. McKee.
Hold on. 14 points off the bench are starting.
It's more than 13 regardless.
But I'm saying when you compare those two teams that LeBron had.
No, we're just comparing.
We're comparing Aaron McKee.
We got to look at the whole
14,
perspective when you
Aaron
say that.
Aaron McKee giving you 14 and a half points. Melo giving you 13.
Hold on,
Aaron McKee is trash and Melo ain't trash.
Hold on, you got to think. Nope. Look at the draft class with Carmelo and seeing what his constituents are doing.
But see, you can't.
In comparison, he's trash.
That's not the argument I'm trying to make.
Yeah, because I'm not comparing.
How is he trash? Let's judge him by the people at his level.
No.
If you judge him by the people who are on his plane.
But that's only his class, though. We talking about the whole NBA.
Hold on, Carmelo is considered a superstar. So you have to judge him by superstar standards. So by superstar standards, he is trash. If I get in the league today and average 13 points, that's awesome. Because I'm coming off the street.
Because I want you to understand something. The argument is not about if he's so trash. Like, if he's trash. I get that he don't match what he...
That's not the argument.
Right. My only argument is you're saying he's so trash
that he shouldn't be on no team.
He shouldn't be on a team.
Hold on, no.
So that means he is good enough to be on some team.
Not necessarily.
So why did they pick him up?
Hold on, this is the thing. It can't just be based on someone wanting him to play.
But you got to think about it. In the world we live in, some people only had a job because of you know somebody.
But LeBron, what he's saying, why the Lakers didn't pick him? Check this out.
Realistically, he did. Hold on.
I already said why. Because when he approached the Lakers to try to get Carmelo, the Lakers said we got. Because I'm pretty sure Dame Lillard probably approached him before to get Melo. He said that he have. But what the front office can say then is we built this team. Let's see how this team gonna perform. But when we losing, then I can go back. I have leverage now to the front office to say, okay, now let's try it my way.
All I want to hear is from you. Being that they are not being successful, the Portland Blazers, they decided to go pick up trash Melo that they haven't played in over a year.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who else was an option?
Jamal Crawford. You can pick him up.
It's plenty of players. You acting like there's nobody else. The difference is
they play the same position.
They don't play the same. Jamal Crawford is a guard. It doesn't make sense to pick up Jamal Crawford when you got Lillard and McCollum healthy. That's what I'm saying.
He can act as a sixth man. He always has.
But you don't need a sixth man because they stagger their minutes. That sixth man is not what they probably.
So you telling me Carmelo about to be starting?
They needed a big wing.
I'm saying that's his whole point. I'm saying they need
a big wing who can shoot threes. That's what they needed. So that's why they picked Melo.
But he's not the
Crawford.
Only person that he can shoot threes.
Who else? Who else is the big wing to get that can shoot threes?
I don't know who all available in the free agents, but
exactly.
Hold on, check.
It's still going into my point. All I kept saying was he was good enough to be on somebody's roster.
No. But he's not.
But the difference would be
the difference to me would be
if Damian Lillard didn't say that he wanted Melo, then that argument would be valid.
We don't know what he did say.
But he did.
No, but he did. If he would have went to another team, regardless of whether he said it or not,
at the end of the day, he doesn't have the power to put the person on the team.
Hold on, check this out. Listen to this. Let's rewind. Let's go to the the championship Cavs team, the contracts those dudes got, were they worth it?
Tristan Thompson got overpaid.
Was he worth that? No. Why did he get that?
Because LeBron James.
Because somebody who had pull. Hold on. Because somebody who had pull went in the front office and vouched for him and said, hey, pay them. And we all know they weren't worth it.
The same thing I'm saying.
Hold on.
He's good enough to be on the team.
Hold on. No. So what I'm saying is they were not worth those contracts.
No.
But somebody vouched for him.
That's all it come down to.
Tristan Thompson. You acting like Tristan Thompson was just.
No.
He was good at what he did.
No, I'm asking you. He wasn't worth that contract.
I'm not arguing that.
I get all that.
He only got the contract.
But that's his point, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, get your money. I'm not mad at you for getting it. But they know.
It doesn't. The point is, it doesn't mean that he's good enough to be on a team just because he's on a team. Because the reason why he got on the team was because somebody
went pool and vouched for him.
But it wasn't like they had private workouts with Melo with just the executives there, and then the executive was like, oh man, he was balling so much.
Well, they don't have to have because they already know his game.
Hold on, but you don't know how his game is now. Yeah,
the argument was not that he was gonna get on a team. What we were saying was he's not good enough to be on a team.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Because just because he got signed doesn't mean he's good enough to be on a team.
So what is that mean?
Because of the pool. Hold on, check this out. Hold on. Hold on.
My thing is, this
ain't y'all acting like this ain't the YMCA.
His skill did not get him on the team.
Check this out. Hold on, no. It's the NBA, but you got to think. It's the NBA to us. It's the NBA to us. To them, it's their job. So you have to look at it. Hold on. You have to look at it from the aspect of a job. No. How many people have the max player on the team as their partner? Most of them don't have that.
Real talk.
So that's what I'm saying. So how many people at each one of our jobs that made supervisor who you know ain't good enough?
You can't compare a regular 9-to-5 to the NBA.
Why?
Why?
It's only a certain amount of players that make it.
Hold on, but you got to think.
Like my regular job, you ain't saying,
You've already been at five million that make it on my job.
Now, granted,
check this out.
The NBA,
that would have been that would have been understood had the Portland Trailblazers picked me up with no NBA history, with nothing. If they would have picked me up or one of us just out the blue with no NBA history, then you could say that. Carmelo is already an NBA player. Exactly. He's already a roster. We have seen. But this is what I'm saying. He already has history.
Right.
But then look at this. Let's not act like we ain't never seen a team with some people who you like. Why is that dude in the league? He's garbage. Yeah. So we know that there are people in the league who you could probably do. You mean I'm better than that? So let's not get it twisted.
I ain't gonna say that, but I'm not saying.
No, I'm just saying.
When you look at it from that perspective,
because I'm not there for them, but it's me.
It's making basically like
I understand.
No. Because when you're looking at it from that perspective, it makes it look like it's easy to get into the NBA.
No, I'm not saying. Hold on. What I'm not saying is easy because it's only NBA. Unlike other jobs, it's only a certain. Hold on. It's only a certain amount of slots. But you have seen people who can play basketball just at the park.
Prime example. Wait. Prime example. J.R. Smith brother. J.R. Smith brother only got signed because he was J.R. Smith brother. That doesn't mean that he's good enough to be on the NBA roster. It just means because on the roster you can hold 15 people. All 15 do not have to play. So this is what I'm looking at it as. Portland is hoping that Carmelo Anthony helps them win at least 3 or 4 games.
Right.
Now, brother, that's all they hope.
And I agree, and I understand that. So, Brother Tony, if we all say Mike is Carmelo.
Okay.
And we all on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I clearly know, okay, we got our squad or whatever, and we running. We da da da. I know his talent and how good he really is. Mm-hmm. It's other NBA players who know how good Carmelo is.
Uh-huh.
Y'all have been sitting here saying that Carmelo is super trash. That's why ain't nobody picked him. That's why da da da. I'm like, okay, we struggling right now. Bro, pick Carmelo up because he is good enough to be on our team or to be on some squad. the point, the fact that he got picked up, regardless if I vouch for him or not,
it proves it.
It proves that he is still good enough because he because we already know what he gonna bring to the
table. Let's use the same example that you said. We all on the team. We all hooping. Mike is Carmelo, right?
Right.
So we all hooping. We on the team. We been on the squad through training camp, everything.
And we know him though.
And we know him. Yeah. We know because he's Mellow. Yeah. I'm Lillard. You McCollum.
Yeah.
The guy could be whoever the next best player is. Whoever the next best player on their team is. It's all three of us. We going into the season. We like, oh yeah, we gonna get a championship this year. The Warriors ain't got KD no more. Yeah. All this going through our conversation. So then now we look up. We 4-8.
Right.
Melo is our partner. We chill with Melo. We know him.
Yeah.
We like, we 4-8. We might as well try to get Melo.
But why though? If he trash, you not.
No, because
use that.
Let me get this going. I'm about to.
Okay.
Because even if you trash, you are my partner.
No.
Even
no,
if you
no,
trash.
No, you're not going.
Because this is what
you
I'm saying.
You are trying to win a championship.
Y'all making it seem like
no.
They had they.
Wait
they
a minute.
They, y'all,
hold on,
wait. Y'all making it seem like.
J.R. Smith is a free agent.
J.R. Smith's not a big wing.
But it don't matter. He's a shooter. They looking for a shooter.
Y'all making it seem like.
They
looking
for a shooter.
Y'all making it seem like they had they pick out of Melo and Kevin Durant. And they was like, let's get Melo. Who else was they gonna get?
I just named J.R. Smith.
Ryan Anderson is trash too. So that's what I said. When you pick it from the bottom of the barrel, you just pick one. It just don't happen.
No, you're not gonna just pick one.
You pick the one.
Check this out.
That your star player won.
Exactly.
Your star player won.
Hold on. Check this out.
If it's five trash, if it's five F plus players on the court, if they bring Damian Lillard in and say, we got these five F plus players. This is what we rate them as, F plus. Damian Lillard gonna say, Ryan Anderson, okay, I don't know him. Oh, J.R. Smith, even though J.R. Smith don't fit the criteria, I think, he gonna say, I don't know him. Then he look, he say, Melo, that's my partner.
But you gotta think about it.
Mello.
This is the NBA. Even though that might
you
be
you keep saying
boy,
that's the NBA.
But no, Gabe,
this is a job.
Like they're looking at it as like that's their job.
You think that Lillard don't know other players that play good too? That's good players?
Or try to make sure
that's probably that's not available. Hold on. Probably that's not available. Hold on. They're probably not available.
What I'm saying is, I agree with Jamal. Even if Carmelo is his boy, he not going to just pick Carmelo just because he is boy. He
why
gotta
not?
Truly believe.
Hold on. Why not?
He got to be good enough.
He got to be good enough.
That's not true. That's not true.
So why if all the options is trash, I'm going to pick the trash that's my partner.
Let's go back to the example.
Okay.
Let's say it's all of y'all, right? Let's say y'all a team. I'm y'all partner.
You're right.
Y'all done seen another dude play. He cold. He good, right? And then y'all got me, and I'm your boy.
I will pick you.
Wait. Either way, even if I say no, I'm not going to pick you because the other person is cold. In this example, who is the cold person?
Well, they still have other players available.
Hold on. Who is the cold person, though?
Trying to trade for
anything.
We keep
saying,
hold on.
I don't know.
We're talking about trading. Trading involves somebody else. When you thinking about it, you can just sign somebody.
We also don't know. Who all are
we don't know all the free agents
that's
available.
But this is what I'm saying. If somebody was cold and they was a free agent, you would know. You would know that person. You would think, oh, that person is cold. He not signed.
Free agent's not a secret. Right, it's not a secret.
Yeah, you wouldn't. But you would be able to say their name right now.
But hold on.
If LeBron was a free agent, we wouldn't be thinking.
But you can't compare Carmelo to LeBron.
No.
I'm not saying.
No, but I'm just saying, if it was a better free agent available, it would be known.
If you don't know who all in free agency, that's the difference.
No, this is the thing. Hold on.
Like, I didn't know Jamal Crawford was a free agent at first.
Hold on. This is what I'm saying. No, listen to this. It's free agents every day that's out there. If you are good, it's known. Like the 15th man on the roster, his contract up.
Even from your hold on, wait, listen to what he just said, Jamal, right? He said that if you're a free agent and you good, it's gonna be known. Well, if Carmelo is not good, why are they always talking about him on ESPN?
We because ain't he's Carmelo. About
nobody else.
Hold on.
That's a free agent.
Hold on. Because he was a star.
But if he was trash, they wouldn't be talking about
him. No, that's not
why
true.
Why they not talking about Jamal Crawford was a star?
Hold on.
Smith was a good
hold on. Hold on. Take this. Hold on. Hold on. Take this out. Hold on. Take this out. No, no, no.
Why they not talking about him?
You know what? Hold on. You know what? Hold on. You know what? Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
So why?
You remember? Hold on. I'm going to answer your question. You remember when Carmelo's agent was trying to get him signed for a farewell tour? Nobody said that they think that Carmelo deserved a farewell tour. No one. Stephen A. on there. This is my boy. But
I
yeah.
Mean, I
hold on. I'm saying
that.
This is my boy, but I don't know why he ain't did nothing to deserve a farewell tour.
But
if hold on, so no, no, no. So now
he believe that he should be on the team.
Hold
too.
On, that's because right. Stephen A. is partner.
That's his partner.
There you go. See,
that is true. So,
hold on,
so, and you cannot. You can cannot disregard so the fact that
you go preface everything. So everybody that wants Carmelo to play,
no, no, no. All I'm saying is that First of all, like this, if you look at all these other talk shows. The only people who was talking about him was First Take. And Stephen A. has a personal relationship with him. You didn't see him. They didn't talk about him on SportsCenter. They ain't talking about him on First Things First. They ain't talking about him on Undisputed. He was only being spoken about.
He was talking about on other
no, he was. Hold on. The only
not
time.
Really.
Hold on. Stop. The only time
the farewell
Carmelo was brought up is when his agent
yeah.
made a move.
That's the only time.
If his agent did not make a move,
my point is
they did not proven. Talk about him.
Your point would have been proven if he would have got signed by the Warriors. Because the Warriors. Wait.
It doesn't matter who he got signed by. He's good enough to be on any squad. You telling me he can't be on no team?
But it,
nope.
It does not. It does not prove the point that he's good enough to be on somebody's squad when his partner got him on the squad.
It don't matter.
Hold on, check this out.
He plays in the game and he scores points.
Let me. Can I ask a question? Hold on. Let's do this. Hold on. Let's do this. While I am still standing on the fact of saying the only reason why he in the league is because his partner got him on, if he were good enough to be on the team, why did the team let him go? Why did I choose, you're so good enough to be on this team, but I'm going to choose to pay you $21 million to sit at home?
And they still got to pay him $14 million this year.
So you good enough, hold on, you good enough to be on the team, but I'm going to say, you know what?
Bro,
I would prefer to pay you $20 million and sit at home.
Because look, just because you don't work out on my team, like I thought that you was gonna be a good.
I get that.
Hold on, wait. If it don't work out, then it's better that.
So why didn't he get picked up immediately?
What?
Nope. I guess nobody wanted him.
If it don't work out,
why didn't know? Hold on.
$21 million.
No. If you don't work out, you stay. I'ma hold you here.
I'm at least keep trying. If you're good enough to be on a roster, I'ma try.
This is not like two. This is $21 million.
$30 million. And I could just need to put somebody in the game.
I don't know all of that part. That's not
hold
my
on, no.
whole point either. I'm going back to my he is in the league on a roster.
I agree, but same
thing is with Colin Kaepernick. I feel like he's good enough switch. To be on that team.
That's all I'm saying.
He's not on a team because he's good enough to be on a team.
Okay.
He's not on a team based on the fact that he's good enough to be on the team by way of nepotism. Exactly.
I know you, so you're on the team.
Exactly.
So we're going to leave that here. We split.
We all can say, even at our own jobs, we know somebody that may have got promoted or even got hired on just because they knew somebody.
And the NBA,
you could be more qualified than that person. You could be better at doing your job than
but
that
you
person.
Can't compa-
it is because the NBA is a job. That is their job.
Steph Curry's brother-in-law is on a team because he's Steph Curry's brother-in-law. J.R. Smith's brother got signed because he's J.R. Smith's brother.
No.
Giannis' brother is got signed because he is Giannis' brother. It happens.
Hold on. So what you're saying
that.
Is this. Stop. You telling me, even in the NBA, like he just said, a Steph Curry brother don't have a better chance of getting a job than another person who has.
He has better. But no, listen.
Hold on. I got it. Hold on.
But, at the end of the day, Gabe, this is my point. No. You can have access, but you still got to prove
yourself. Carmelo has not proven he can help you win. That is true. If you go by that,
When did he showcase to the Blazers that he was good enough to be on their team?
He got here on the team.
That's why I said he was good enough to be on the team.
It depends on what they need him for. If they need him for scoring,
they needed a big man. Hold on.
You said it like based on his friend, that's the only reason why he was.
Yes.
And that's not what our original argument was.
So if he stays on the team to the end of the season, would that then prove it?
No.
So then what would prove it?
The only thing would have proved it was if he would have got signed by the Warriors. This is what would have proved it. If they would have said we have an open workouts and Carmelo was one of the people at the workouts, then after the workout he got signed by a team and it was no influence from anybody on the team, then I would have said he was good enough to be on the team.
Because he had
So can y'all not take an L at all in this situation?
No.
No. Because it's not proven.
Because
if
I don't.
Check this out. They would have had workouts, and they would have said Melo was all at the workouts, and the people on the team had no influence on it. It was no Curry didn't speak up for him.
But we didn't talk about no player having
but
no influence.
But what we were talking about was he good enough.
I kept saying he's a well established player. We know who Carmelo is.
I don't think that's good enough. I don't think that's good.
You know, good enough.
No, you can look at a person's past and be like, okay, I know what I'm gonna get to.
But this is the thing. I agree. But what I just said is, if you look at his history, there is nothing in his history that would suggest that he's going to help you win.
Now watch this. Even if you was the person who vouched for me, and I'm the one who got to make the decision, and I'm the GM or whoever. Why would I trust you to bring in somebody who has historically
I have done stuff for some of my friends that deal with third party people, and I talk to my boy and I say, check this out, I don't know him, but I know you. So on the strength of you, I'ma do this. You ain't never did that for nobody. Say, on the strength of you, I'ma do this.
You cut my hair for the first time because I knew you. That's the only reason why I let you cut my hair. The first time that you cut my hair was because you was my partner.
But I'm pretty sure. Carmelo already has a history. I never saw you cut nobody's hair. But it's not a history that suggests you can help me.
You remember Bushy? Hold up. Okay, so now we'll use this situation. Say you can only use that on your end that if you were the GM for the Blazers.
Yeah.
Because you never seen me. Uh-huh. And then you only going off of what Gabe had to say about me in regards to cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, that means that then what if Mike turned around and was like, man, Jamal, every haircut that he did is super trash. Mm-hmm. Now, you vouching for me, and then Mike say, well, it's no way at all that he wouldn't be able to get Tony to cut his hair.
Now, you know what
at
you do?
All, at all. Not, hold on, what's not, this?
Okay, go ahead.
At all, because he's so trash, mm-hmm. he would not be able to get mm-hmm. Tony to cut his hair. You talk to Tony, or you tell him about me,
mm-hmm.
and then
and he say you good enough to cut the hair.
He good enough to cut the hair. I would give you a chance. Right, right.
Okay.
So now watch this. Now what if you got Jamal in the corner on the side telling Mike, hey, he is good enough to cut Tony hair. Like he not that trash to where he, and then you got another person next to Jamal saying like, no, he is. I'm like, and then we turn around and then he end up being able to cut Tony hair.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that point be proven that he actually was able to do it? And regardless of...
But that's not the same situation.
Hold on.
Because Carmelo has not had the chance to say he could cut his hair good.
But we never talked about no influence of another person or anything
but
like
that's
that.
But that's the only way I would have let you cut my hair. The only way if Elder Mike would have been saying you not good enough to cut my hair, and then Elder Gay would have been saying yes you are. It just I would have said Elder Mike. I believe Elder Mike, but I believe Elder Gay too. By me knowing you, that's good enough. At least you have one person to say, yeah, even and to be honest, even if both of them said you couldn't cut hair and you was my partner and you said you cut hair, I would let you cut my hair. Because you would still have to prove it to me that you, now if you would have messed my hair up, you wouldn't have cut my hair twice, but you would at least, I would have gave you a chance to cut my hair once.
And then that's the other question, the other part to it, My other dub that I would get in to see.
You
didn't get the first dub.
I did. He on the team.
Hold on.
All I kept saying was,
brother. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Go back and listen to a couple of episodes.
Based on your barber thing. To be a barber in a shop, you got to have a license, right?
Right.
Is every barber in a shop with a license good?
No.
So they shouldn't be in a barbershop if they can't cut hair, right?
Right, right.
But they are.
Right.
But they are. That don't mean they're good enough to cut. That don't mean they good. Because so, they're in the barbershop cutting hair. That don't mean they're good, right?
Well, that is true.
It's the same thing. But, we're saying.
Hold up. Now watch this. Watch this. Say I have my own barbershop, I have my own license, and I'm not as good. Like, and how y'all saying it? And then y'all telling me like, bro, he's so trash, he can't even go into another barbershop and cut hair again. I'm like, he at least good enough to get in the barbershop and cut somebody hair. Y'all are saying it as if like he couldn't get in at all. Like they went and pick up Joe Johnson from the Big Three. That's how trash he is. They ain't nobody gonna pick him up.
Hold on,
like,
but you gotta think about it. Hold on, but you gotta think about it. Hold on,
that's what y'all said.
No,
it's a difference between couldn't and
I said I said I don't think he is. My personal opinion. But you gotta think about it. The professional. Let's go by what we know. The actual professionals who draft people year in and year out let this man sit out for over a year. So let's just go by that. The people who do this for a living saw he was available. His agents contacted every team in the league and they still said no.
And
so hold on. So he couldn't even get on the Olympic team.
Right, right.
So therefore, looking at that, that is saying he was not good enough to be in the league because the people who had the power to put him in the league,
they didn't choose him.
But the first time he did get in the league was by a trash team who had his partner on it.
Dire circumstance.
Fact. So based on our opinions,
I'm saying
give him love. Like, I'm not knocking him. Get your. He's not even
to the Big Three.
On top of that. He's so good, they gave him an unguaranteed contract. They saying, you on our team, but you not even good enough for us to give you guaranteed money.
I understand
that. So that right there shows you that you're not good enough to be here. So this is how I see it. Dame Lillard came in the office and say, hey, we ain't doing too good. We need somebody to pick up my boy. And the GM like, man, I don't know.
Right.
And then they think about it. Well, check this out. I go with you. You say this your boy, I let him in. But let him know that we going to sign him. But he ain't getting no guaranteed money.
Right.
And he say, you know what? I go holler at him. I let him know, hey, Melo, you ain't getting no guaranteed money. What you want to do?
But the point, the fact remains the same. He's a troublemaker. He's not a free agent no more.
Okay, let's check.
That's not what the argument was.
Okay, so we going to, this is split.
The argument was that he was not good enough.
No,
My argument was that he was not good enough.
And I still think he's not good enough.
It has not been proven that he is good enough.
Let's see this. Hold on, let's see this. Hold on, that he balled out.
But it was proven.
No, no.
If he stayed on the team.
No. Check this out.
If he balled out.
Let me ask your question.
Balling,
say he garbage. Oh. Hold on. Say he start playing and he he play like absolute garbage. You still think he good enough to be on the team just because he on now? Yeah, if he play like
he
trash,
he can ride the bench though. He can never get in the game for the whole season and still be on the team.
It's still going into what I said. I said he's good enough to at least get on somebody roster.
Well, that's anybody.
I didn't
then.
Say you hold had on. To be it's the superstar.
Not anybody.
No. What I'm saying is, hold on.
What I said was should. I'm not saying could. I'm not saying I wasn't talking about the possibility because it is the possible for it's possible for Michael Jordan to get on a roster.
Right.
At this, how old Michael Jordan is right now, it is possible for him to get on a roster.
But what I'm saying is Michael Jordan
should not be on a roster. And that's the same thing I'm saying for Carmelo. He should not because of how
now,
good
I understand
they are.
That.
That's what I said from the beginning.
No, y'all. It wasn't.
Go back and listen to it.
You know, we'll have to pull the tape.
Watch this. Now, Kaepernick, you talked about how trash he is.
Hold on, pause that. We're gonna shift over.
We're gonna shift to Kaepernick.
We're gonna shift over. Pause for a second. We coming back. This is our official Carmelo got signed episode. This is our official Carmelo.
Bro.
Our tribute to Carmelo.
We talked about Carmelo for an hour.
please pause for a studio break. All right, now we back up in this.
Okay, that got nice.
Now we gonna jump straight into where we left off at. Gone. I'm gonna toss it to you for talking about Cap.
Okay, so brother Tony,
what's up?
You talked about how trash Kaepernick is.
Correct.
Now, the same thing I was talking about with Melo. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kaepernick is at least good. I'm not saying he got to be the franchise quarterback, all that. I said, man, I know he's at least good enough to be on somebody's roster. Looking at all of the quarterbacks that each team has, you have stated that you don't think that he's good enough to be on a roster.
Correct. And the reason why I said that was because I said, well, if you look at the landscape of the league, you can at least say, Either, even with Melo, I said the same thing. Because we tried to say it's 15 men, it's a 15 man on the roster that Melo has to be better than. And I said it depends on how you look at it, because you have to factor in fit and you have to factor in age. Because
I agree.
Because Kaepernick is 32, so even if you say who is the Browns backup quarterback?
What was that dude? He came from that other league, the XFL league or something.
See,
like that.
I don't even know.
I forgot his name.
But whoever that dude is, even if we say Kaepernick is potentially better than that guy, all right? But when I'm looking at it, that dude probably is younger than Kaepernick, for number one, and he's not going to have the baggage of Kaepernick. So me being a team owner, I'm going to say Kaepernick is not good enough to have that spot because the other dude is younger. And even though we don't really know because we don't know who the dude is, but I'm pretty sure he's younger than 32.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So
he real young.
He would be younger, and he wouldn't have the baggage of Kaepernick. So yes, that dude is better than Kaepernick. When you factor in everything, he's better than Kaepernick, which is the same thing I'm saying for Melo.
Now, I agree with those points like that. How you just broke that down.
All right, that's how I broke it down on the original episode too.
No, well, he's on the team.
Okay.
If Kaepernick gets on the team, then it will be that.
No, it will not prove that because at this point, if we believe all the conspiracy theories, Kaepernick can just get signed for the point of the NFL saying
public relations.
I'm tired of hearing about we are scrubbing Kaepernick.
You don't think that the NFL would do or not
they
just the NFL?
They gave him a settlement. They
hold on.
Gave him
no. But yet and still, the
they
hold on.
Settlement
hold on.
And we still talking about it.
That's because he want to play football.
That's what I'm saying.
Still talked about period that the NFL scrubbing Kaepernick. Kaepernick
I'm
is good enough to be
on
the team.
Not you.
I
didn't say he was getting scrubbed and all that.
No, not you. The public perception when you hear the talks about Kaepernick.
Because everybody know that he's good enough to be on the squad and ball.
So that's what I'm saying. The NFL at this point could just sign him just to get over with Carmelo.
It's people in the league who's like, bro, that's my partner. He is good enough to play with us. Because even in the offseason when we had Lifetime.
That does not mean good enough. Bro. That does not mean good enough. It's not the same thing.
I understand fitness.
If I sign you just to quell
public relations.
Just to quell the public uproar. Like he's saying, public relations. It looks good, but public relations.
He can't go to Chicago and play?
Who?
And play over Trubisky?
Colin Kaepernick. It depends on.
Do you think that Kaepernick is better than Trubisky? Come on.
Yeah, he knows.
Hold on, no. Check this out. Yeah. He was at one point in his career.
That's what I.
3 years, hold on. 3 years removed. Three years removed.
I don't know today if he is.
3 years removed, he might not
three
be.
Three years ago, where he was when he gave up his contract with the 49ers,
I would say
he was good.
I like
that. Yeah. When he gave up his contract, I would say he was good enough then.
Hey, that was,
he was good enough. He was better than Mr. Rinkin then, but I don't know today. I don't know today that he better than
Mr. Rinkin. So hold on. Let's do this. Let's just say that whenever, because he probably did the workout by now. Yeah, it's for Easton. So six. So he did the workout. Let's say in the workouts, he was trash. Do you think they should sign him?
No, they shouldn't.
If because then that would be proven. Yeah, you're not good enough to be on the team.
No, but then all the people not blindly saying that he good enough.
Well, no, that looks a little different because we're not. Oh, watch. That looks a little different because now we can't. We're not basing our judgment on what you did. We're basing it on the workout itself at that point. At that point, but if you don't have a workout, I can only base it on
what you've done.
But just because you've done it in the past doesn't mean you could do it today.
That don't mean that. But you would have to get on the team to figure that out.
Yeah.
And that's my thing.
So and that goes back to what I'm saying. If you don't have a workout and we pick you up for something that you did and you are admitting that just because you did it then doesn't mean you can do it today. You can't then say that you got on the team because you were good enough because we don't know what you can do today. So how can you have got on because you was good enough when we don't know how good you are?
If you say it like that, the only way to prove that would be through the season. So
exactly. But stay right there. The only way to prove it would be to play throughout the season. But then you can't say at the same time that you got on the team because you was good enough.
Well, you judged it on you. Well, you made that judgment based on the past. Just like how for some people who don't get picked up, like maybe I don't get drafted or you didn't see me in the combine or something like that. You're basing my career. You're basing everything off of what I did in college.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using film and all that stuff to make a judgment on. I think that he'll do this when he gets to the NFL.
Correct.
So it's the same same situation. If I don't have a workout with you, I'm only judging you based on what I've seen you do. Maybe your name or your superstar status is like, we'll see. You don't never know
but
how it's going to really work out.
But it's not 3 years removed from college,
workout,
though.
You can have a good workout and still not.
I give you that.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's cool, but college person is not 3 years removed from college.
I get that too. I'm just saying, if you don't have a workout, I'm gonna be basing it on what I know for you to be or I think that you are. And if I think that you based on what I know of you, I think that you're good enough you should be able to come and be a role player at least.
At this point, Kaepernick would get signed. Probably even if he was trash. It just depends on what the motives of the whole thing was.
Now, I do think...
The NFL going to do that to shut...
If the NFL just wants to shut everybody up... Yeah,
no. You know what?
I think it's slim. I don't think it's many teams that...
No, I believe... You know what?
Carmelo.
I believe he have a better chance to get signed if he garbage. Personally. No. Peep this. No, peep this. This me conspiracy theory. Then, you know, just me going playing devil's advocate. Because... If I'm the league, I didn't say this, but I know I've been blackballing you, and I need a reason, and they garbage, we going to talk and be like, hey, pick him up and put him out. If you a trash team, say you a team that you already losing, put him out there.
Yeah, put him out there.
Put him out there. Y'all let him go.
You know,
give him a workout and give him a week. Give him like 2 weeks.
And just start him.
To learn the system. Give him 2 weeks to learn the system. Put him on a team that had a similar system. Give him 2 weeks before you sign him today. Give him 2 weeks before you start. So that way he could get first team reps and this, that, and the other practice, and then throw him out there.
Yeah.
And once he get out there and stink it up, it's like...
Yeah. Roger Goodell gonna be sitting back with that smirk on his face.
I'm like, hey.
What y'all asked for?
He hung himself.
Yeah, you know, you know, we wanted to bring him in and let him play now because it don't make sense to sign him today and wait till next year to sign him.
Yeah.
So I think that window is just like for Carmelo. I think it's really, really small. I do think he can get on the team though, but I think that window is small. I don't think many people are trying to.
I think it's
trying to get with him.
It is different because in the Kaepernick situation. It's kind of like it's really the NFL cannot win if he doesn't get signed because even if they try to come out and say he wasn't good enough to get signed, all everybody gonna say, oh, they waited till he was old to give him a chance lying. We ain't see the tape. He could have been. You know what I'm saying? It's no win. It's no win for him not getting signed. So at this point, that's why I'm like, he might just get signed just out the strength
get
of
the sympathy
they
vote.
Don't want to hear about it no more. It's just to get it over with. If we sign you, then that's one less problem we got to hear about. Yeah. Especially with all this Myles Garrett stuff going on. It's like, nah.
Switch.
Like, at least now the NFL can kind of get a win.
I like that segue.
Because it do factor in because the NFL, like all these bad eyes looking on us. At least we can get a win if we sign Kaepernick. Because that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a win.
Ain't that your team, buddy? Look,
this is when Homer faded to the
bushes.
Hey, at least y'all won the game.
Yep. Speaking about that, that's funny, huh? They beat the Steelers. Granted, the Steelers missing some parts, but they beat the Steelers. They won, and no one cares.
Nobody cares.
Because they went straight melee on them.
And we know that they really trash on the inside, so it doesn't
Super
really matter.
Super Smash Brothers.
You know, we're not going to give them hype for that one win.
One win, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's two in a row.
Then they won the game.
That's two in a row.
The same week that Melo got. Wasn't it the same day?
Yeah.
The same day Melo got signed, y'all won.
Hey, yo. Hey, the trash men, baby, we here to take over.
The trash shall rise again.
Hey, we trying to make a playoff push. Let's get it. Hey, let's
playoffs.
Let's like get it. Brownies.
Hold on. Check this out. This is what the Browns are doing. Is your other convict friend running back?
Oh yeah, he back. He doing good.
Oh, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, so he
no, but we got another convict
friend.
No, we got another Antonio Callaway. We just released him because he can't stay off the weed.
Yeah.
So y'all
hey,
got
he showed up to the game two times. Like, we got a lot of discipline issues.
So Freddie Kitchens, that's y'all coach. Yeah. Freddie Kitchens. He sound like he should own a restaurant.
Yeah.
Nah, he don't need to own nothing.
Freddie's Kitchen owns Freddie's Kitchen. That should be his restaurant.
Come on down to Freddie's Kitchen.
Yeah. He probably have a better chance than being a coach.
Because he's serving up some trash right now.
Trash for real.
We is not disciplined at all.
His restaurant.
They're doing what they want to do.
Stop saying
y'all disciplined like that's y'all only issue.
It is.
No, it's not.
Hold on. So if you all were disciplined, you would be better?
More than that, bro.
Yes, bro.
Hold on. You got.
We the most penalized team in the league.
Hold on, but that's on defense.
That's discipline.
Hold on. Y'all getting these penalties mostly on the defensive end of the ball.
It don't matter what.
No. What I'm saying
offense.
Is, most of them on the defensive side. So the scoring aspect,
Baker Mayfield, I'll go to him too because he's not throwing the ball.
So
I think
put some more ingredients in the gumbo.
I was just talking about a huge issue.
Granted, they are undisciplined.
Yeah, I give you that. Yeah. But it's more to the gumbo than just the undisciplined.
I wasn't done.
That's all I was saying. Yeah, just add some more ingredients.
Like, you know, it bump you up. We want to hear you say it.
When Baker Mayfield, Freddie Kitchens, to me, are the biggest issues when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. The biggest issues.
I guess, because we
got a lot of weapons and we can't even. This is
that sympathy year for Odell. If any year I would have understood him going off,
this year would be.
And he keeping his composure.
He keeping his composure.
So
that one game when they said he said, "Man, I can't even get the ball."
Yeah,
but I mean, he denied it, man. It wasn't no big blow.
Hold on, but my thing is that it's the truth.
It is the truth.
Because he go from what 20 targets a game to seven.
What doesn't make it any better is that our quarterback. he's very cocky.
Yeah, what'd he say?
And that
if
don't
he,
make it better.
He being double teamed, if he was open, we got to figure. That's why you got him, because he don't have to be open.
Yeah.
They already spreading the propaganda. Cap shows off his arm. Colin Kaepernick throws a perfect long ball during his NFL workout. Propaganda already being spread.
He got to choose the five wide receivers that he wanted, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that's gonna make it.
That's better, but I don't. But
they gave him the perfect condition.
That's it. Check this out. Hold on. They wouldn't tell you what scouts coming. They gave you a 2-hour window to choose. They chose the day. They chose the place, and wouldn't let you reschedule. But they let you pick the five people you throw it to.
He moved the place though. He changed the location because they wouldn't let media in. So he changed the location. He changed the location an hour before. He moved it to a different location.
Okay, so he like David ain't going against him. Like they gave him five smooth stones.
Y'all didn't see that post that AB did. He posted. He said, "Colin, Cap, did you want to play catch or something like that?" Cause he wanted to be one of
the coaches.
He
trying to ride the coaches.
Hey, Cap, he came in with that. What's your boy from the Five Heartbeat? That Eddie Kane. Hey, hey, yo, Cap.
Oh yeah.
Hey, yo, Cap. I still got it.
Yeah,
I still got it.
I want to play kid.
Nights like this.
I wish you would throw me the ball.
Bro, he came with that Eddie Kang. Hey, I heard you got a gig.
Do y'all think that it's fair the way the Myles Garrett stuff been going on?
Yes.
I think it's fair.
Oh, yeah.
The whole situation? I don't think the whole situation is fair.
Which part?
I don't think it's fair that Mason Rudolph didn't get no punishment. He didn't get no suspension or nothing. It's like he just going to be playing next week.
Well, I think because in the thing, did he literally throw a punch? I didn't see him throw a punch.
Mason Rudolph started it.
He kept it going.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The way that it happened, which I kind of, this is how I said, the game was over with. It was the end of the game. Y'all won the game already. So I really think Mason Rudolph was just frustrated. Myles Garrett hit him again after he'd been hitting him all game. And I think Mason Rudolph,
you got to think. He hit him, pushed him in the dirt, and was grinding him in the dirt.
No. Mason Rudolph was trying to pull his helmet off. Then he kicked him. He kicked him in the groin.
Hold on, but I think that was after the hit and being pushed into the ground.
He was in the middle of tackling.
Yeah, he was tackling.
I'm trying to get up now.
But I think he was just salty.
No. I'm not saying he wasn't, but this is what I'm saying. I come the game over with. So first of all, I don't have to drive you to the ground because the game over with.
No, it's how he was.
That's how you tackled though.
He was turning like this and he was trying to get up, but he was still holding on to him. Yeah. Rudolph was still holding on to him.
Yeah.
And then when he put on, he's like, "Bro, get off me!" Like, so then he grabbed his helmet and then slunk him and took his helmet off. Rudolph still kept coming at him like if he was.
You know
like,
what?
He was like, "Bro, get mad."
If he wouldn't have hit him in the head with the helmet,
it would have been.
I think your boy would have got something. But once he did that, everything else
made him a victim.
But that's not fair, though. If he did something, he should get. It might not have to be. I don't agree that he should get the same suspension.
Did he get fined? Did he get fined?
He might have got fined.
So that probably he got.
I don't think he got fined though.
He didn't get nothing. Mike Tomlin just said that he was done. That was the only thing that was said. Mike Tomlin was like he not playing no more or something like that.
So he might have got something.
Yes.
But yeah, but once you but you got to think the only people who got something were people who
threw. Get fined.
Yeah, the only people who got suspended were the people who threw blows.
Oh boy, it was.
But Mason Rudolph was trying to throw a blow. That's the only.
No, but
only
he didn't.
The only thing that stopped them from being able to attack Myles Garrett was the two lines.
But by coincidentally, he was the only one that didn't throw a blow.
But none of that would have happened. If he wouldn't have never tried to attack Myles Garrett. He instigated the whole thing.
He kept coming after him.
Yeah, he did.
So it's like, nah. Like, I understand, like, I know, like, a lot of times, I ain't gonna say a lot of times, in certain situations, I do understand when people say, don't play the race card, this doesn't have anything to do with race. But in this situation, it's like, it's kind of hard to say, It don't have nothing to do with race when all the black players involved got suspended, but the one white dude who didn't, he didn't get suspended. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's like the optics of it just look bad. Like, what are we supposed to think? So I and even with Myles Garrett getting suspended, on the, like the NFL said he was suspended indefinitely. So I guess that's like to get him, giving him leeway to say that if he could play next year or not. But it just don't, it just don't look fair. Right. Are you trying to look at this replay? Yeah. I know. Okay. Mason Rudolph had something to do with it. Look, they already had it under control. Mason Rudolph want to come get it.
Okay, now look. Okay, now he finna get up. But look.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph was pulling on him. And that's what made him get mad.
Yeah, because he's like, bro.
And then we don't know what Mason Rudolph said to him. Yeah, it's over with. Whoa.
You know what? It's another thing, though. It's kind of hard to tell a person how to react once you kind of get, when that switch go off of, I don't care.
Yeah.
Some people, and then everybody know, if you know Myles, he is a naturally quiet, lovable teddy bear type guy. Now, if you make somebody mad and really take them, you don't know how they're going to, they may just erupt, bro. Yeah. And
you. But I say my stance on it is I agree that Myles Garrett should get suspended.
I agree
with that. I just don't agree that Mason Rudolph doesn't get any punishment out of it, because right. A fine is not really punishment when you're making that kind of money. Even though he's not one of the highest paid, he's making enough money to where that fine not going to make a big right. deal to him.
I just say that because
got some kind of suspension.
Some people, you know, could I don't know. Some people really get on. Like, man, how could you ever do something like that? Or, like, sometimes you can make decisions or be in that moment and it just wasn't a smart decision.
But
like,
you still got to account for it. You still got to pay the consequences.
I agree with the consequences. I'm just saying that sometimes that's how you can end up doing that. That don't make it right. But you can be in the moment and totally just, like...
True, but you know, hey, you.
Now you do gotta pay what we come with that.
You,
now this is what I'm saying.
I do kind of agree.
I don't think he did it. It sounds thrown maliciously. Like I'm thinking that I had his helmet in my hand. And I'm about to knock this boy out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he just thinking like I'm trying to take him out. And I don't think because you do this, I'm not questioning your character and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. You're a horrible person. So, because I wouldn't say he a horrible person based on this, you know, because I don't think that he have a history for doing this. So, I'm not going
to. Teddy Brown.
Yeah, so I'm not.
He ain't no teddy bear.
I ain't going
to
say like you. He ain't like you, boy.
Can't be no teddy bear and play football.
Yes, yeah. You can.
No, you can't.
It's a violent sport, man. You
hold on, no. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Because Tebow.
But Tebow's a quarterback.
But you said football.
Well, I take that. I'll rephrase what I'm saying. and play.
You
defense.
Can be online, D-line, and be a teddy bear.
No. I get that because this is what I'm saying. Like, for instance, like in the military, if you on one of them positions that cause you to carry a weapon and run in the field, I think you have to be a different type of person to do that than the same person in the same military who passing out towels in the gym.
I agree.
So that's what I'm saying. So
but
if you,
you got some murderers who they are like the, you would never think they would
on,
do something.
It's, hold on, but mentally, they in a different space than you are. Yeah. Well, they may look the same.
I'm talking about even how you can know a person, like, how you are, your personality is like, I just like this, you could just be like,
but that doesn't, but in actuality, your authentic self, you're not a teddy bear. If you're a serial killer, you're not a teddy bear.
You're not.
You cannot be both.
I don't want to say serial killer.
Well, I'm just saying,
if I murdered somebody, and just say I did one accidental murder. And that's possible.
Hold on, but you got to think.
Accidental murder.
No. Murder is intent.
Hey, he's right, because
you can accidentally, like he said,
it just depends on the situation. Because like, you could be a normal person, and let's say people that something tragic happened to them, they don't know how you gonna respond to the situation.
No, no, that is understand. Anybody, like for instance, we all cool people, but if you come at our wife and kid, you might get a different side of us. But hold on,
you may be.
Hold on, but that's the thing. But you could tell people, like when you see people who have to take a life for the first time, after they do that, they go to counseling.
Yeah,
because they like. It's a shot. It's no, a trick. So that's what I'm saying. They're not in that headspace of the person who killing people every day.
No, I get that.
So here it is. You, your job is violent in nature. So therefore, you have to be in a different space to just every day say, I'm taking him down. Ooh, hit him. Boom, boom, boom. My job is to knock him out, knock him down. So therefore, you already at this heightened level.
So you're trying to tell me that every D lineman is all aggressive and they got this.
Hold on, you have to be aggressive. You play an aggressive sport.
Yeah, right. But I'm talking about, you can still be a tennis.
No, I'm saying you could walk. Hold on. No, this is what I'm saying. I do believe that. That you can be that because off the field, that's what I'm saying. Off the field, you may be the sweet. You may just hold on, but that's what I'm saying. But while you're on the field, there's no teddy bears.
No, I agree.
So therefore, so I agree with you that you could be off the field. You could be the coolest person ever.
That's what I'm talking about.
So because
all of us, you go to work.
I don't know.
When you go to work, you be a certain type of. It's like, man, I go hard. I'm grinding. I'm doing my job.
Because you see these people with their.
You can't. I don't think you can be something that's not in you already. It got to be in you already for you to be able to express it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think that dog is in all of us.
It's just that dog is in them. Bro, you got some people who are lazy than a mug, but at work they may not show no sign of laziness.
Yeah, that means that they're not really lazy. The work ethic is in them. They just don't choose to express it in no other time than being at work. You cannot express something that's not in you. You can't. It has to be in you already for you to express it.
Bro.
It has to be. You can't express it. That's just.
Because you could just be doing that for your job. Like, because I have to do this. Like, I'm being forced to do this.
But it has to be in you. If it wasn't in you, it wouldn't matter the circumstances. You wouldn't be able to do it.
But what if,
because it's not in you. If it's in you, you're going to do it when it's time to do
it. If I only do this when I'm at this, when I'm doing this specific task or job, then that don't make me that's who I am because I'm doing that right there.
I'm not saying that's who you are. Like, I'm saying that it's in you, though.
Like, no, I get. I'm not. Well, everybody super aggressive like this. Some people are like just loving and caring. I mean, they do their job. Like, look at Larry Fitzgerald's not no dog, bro. He not that. Like,
that's why I'm saying it's certain positions, including the position that Miles Garrett play. You everybody have to be like that.
Everybody's not that guy like
you
that.
You got to.
Miles Garrett is not like that. He not that little like.
You can't be rushing a passer and not be aggressive.
In the game, you can't be a
hold on.
But I'm talking about that. It got to be in you.
Hold on, check this out. Hold on.
I'm talking about outside of doing his job. You wouldn't even think that Miles, if you didn't see his muscles and stuff like that, if you just looked at him and how he normally dressed and him talking, you would think you'd be like, bro, what are you doing?
So you think during this game, this quarterback took him to the point to where he want to hit you in the head with a helmet.
Right.
At no point in his life he ever wanted to do something.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking
looking about at it from the outside, because granted, none of us know what was going through his mind. I don't see how this 4 foot nothing, 182 pound dude took him to a point to where, that's why I say I don't think he did it malicious. I think it was one of those, I have your helmet in my hand, and you're in one of those, I'm not thinking, and I want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a helmet in my hand. Yeah. And when I swing it, it's too late at that point.
Teddy bears don't want to punch people in the face.
If you make somebody mad,
I don't think that would have happened
to Tebow. I don't think Tebow would have responded like that.
I don't think so either.
What you talking about?
No, if, I don't think if Tebow the guy would have drove
either one of them.
Put Tebow on the Steelers because Tebow was on the Steelers.
I guarantee you, if somebody grabbing his helmet and shoving him around or something like that.
No, Tebow is big enough to get you off of him. But I don't think he would have charged at him.
Yeah, he wouldn't have.
He would have got
outburst like
he would have got you off of him and walked to the locker room.
Exactly. because the game was over.
Tebow big enough where he could have dropped off on him.
I mean, why y'all said that?
I'm saying that if you respond like that, it has to be in you already. And I don't think that that's in Tebow like that. I don't think he has that nature. He doesn't have that aggressive nature in him.
And I think it could even be tapped in Tebow. Like if he had a kid and you run up on Tebow kid, you might see. Now that's what I'm saying. If you run up on Tebow kid, he might drop hands on you. Right. But what I'm saying is, this I don't see as a situation that should have warranted that. Like if Myles Garrett would have been walking with his wife and kid and you run up on him and he had something in his head and he bust you in the head with it, I understand that, because
I agree with
you. You ran up on his, you put his wife and kid in danger.
I understand.
So you mess with, as a man, you mess with my wife and kid, you about to see a different side.
I understand, because you keep in mind, it wasn't just them two. It was three of the Steelers players on him at that time.
But regardless, it was disproportionate. It was a disproportionate response to what was going on.
However, we may look at it a certain way, but to be in the moment and you grabbing my head like that, it's like, bro, get off me. And then for you to be keep coming at me like you trying to charge me, like, bro, like, get back. Like, what's that?
But
like, bro,
I understand for you. I understand what you're saying.
It don't look right.
It does not take me to hit you with my helmet to express, bro, get back.
No, I agree with you on
that's
that.
That's all I'm saying.
I think he overreacted with doing that.
And
like
I'm
that.
Saying the point of him overreacting to doing that, it had to be in him to do that at some point.
It probably is. But on
all I'm saying.
On an everyday basis, on what we see from what's projected, he is the teddy bear guy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
That's how
using your example, a serial killer can project as a teddy bear guy. But if he's killing people on the weekends.
And I think too, because you could be surprised by what comes from Bruce. Like, bro, we always look at you as this.
Yeah.
Even though it may be in you to be whatever. I'm just saying, like, how we look at Myles Garrett is like, I was shocked that he did what he did. I was like, no. We're like, this gonna mess up everything for you. Like, what's up?
Yeah, that is the unfortunate part. Like, it's always gonna follow him for the rest of his career.
That's sticking with him.
Even though he may not be really like that, like, it doesn't matter at this point.
Some decisions that you make, it just go with you.
It's
gonna
stay with you, yeah.
He got a football felony.
That bug is not getting dismissed.
Oh, get that experience.
And the bad thing about it is, if it could be 10 years from now, if he does something else 10 years from now,
they're gonna refer back.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You remember back when he hit Mason Rudolph with
he that does
eye.
Have a history. Yeah. A history. You know, people quick to give you a history. I did one thing 10 years ago. Yeah. Well, he has a history.
Yeah, that's how it be, though.
You was that dude who used to be in the strip club. Bro, I did went to one strip club and that you talking about.
Yeah, I'm just
you have a history. Now it depends on if you and that dude. Speaking of this a long time ago, but since you brought up the example, James Harden, what do you have to do in the strip club to get your jersey retired?
Oh wait, what happened?
That boy giving a lot of
James Harden like got his jersey retired in a strip club.
Serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
People been throwing. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
He had to be throwing a
people. Hold on, bro. People been balling, throwing stacks in strip clubs for years.
But what does jersey got to do with?
What do you know to get anything? You go in a strip
get
club,
commemorated in a strip club.
You got a plaque in the wall of it, what do you have to, considering rich people been throwing stacks for years?
Some lives,
but you,
I don't know, he must have really changed some lives.
He sent a lot of people to college.
He changed some lives when he was.
Because when I heard that, I was like,
a
what?
Jersey?
What do you have to do?
You
sitting in the VIP looking at the rafters.
That's funny.
You getting a lap dance looking up at James Harden in jersey.
I'm like, what are you like, that's crazy.
So when I come, and I'm James Harden, I come in, I'm, hey, you already know what it is.
Yeah.
Me as king.
Yeah. You like, you,
hey, James. James here, y'all. Hey, James.
He got a button.
Like, there's the light.
Yeah,
there's the light. The James Harden light.
Girl, it's money time, girl. It's money time. Army time. I'm going to college.
Buddy, yeah, I'm going to college tonight.
Yeah, buddy.
That's
buddy. But we're going to switch it real quick on a, well, I guess on a more serious note.